tour, and Robert and Jono are following them around. Powered by Demon Energy. Today, Hamilton.
New Zealand's hardest rocking and hardest working band are back home to play six shows in July. Catch them with special guests Luke Boa and the Mid Chicks. Tickets on sale now. Check out therock.net.nz for all the details. Incarnate, live around New Zealand with The Rock.
Altitude Bar is where Johnny is right now, backstage with John Toogood. Of course, that's where She Hard are on their Beautiful Machine tour tonight. Tomorrow night in Wellington, the Town Hall, and then Saturday at Pettycrew Arena in Napier. Jono, come in, can you hear me? How's it going backstage? What does it look like, mate? Tell us.
Backstage, indeed, and it's an interesting backstage area here at Altitude, John Toogood, isn't it?
It's the sumo jelly wrestling room.
It actually is. It's part of some sort of karate gym.
Upstairs is the karate self-defense place, which usually is the place we hang out. But maybe one of our crew disrespected it last time. Now they've shoved us in the sumo jelly wrestling room.
There is a jelly wrestling pool sitting right in front of us. Now we're sort of basically halfway through the tour. The first three dates, the standout show for you?
It's a bit of a tough call. I loved each one for different reasons, but Christchurch has got to be one of the best ones. Dunedin was fantastic. Auckland was fantastic. But Christchurch, for some reason, it was just like, it exploded from word go. Yeah.
Now, when you do this, what's the town that always does explode for She Hard?
Actually, just because I think we've travelled up and down this country so many times, we've got a good little following, and you know, in each of the cities, and each one's got its own vibe. You know, like Auckland, you've got to work a bit harder because it's, you know, a bit standoffish. Come on, impress me. But once that you get them moving, they dance. You know, Christchurch is just anarchy, which is fantastic, and Dunedin's usually at somewhere like the Uni Hall where it's
just students,
absolute chaos, which is great. And then, you know, Wellington's always going to be really a nerve-wracking experience because it's home ground. You got all your friends and peers and you know, and family and stuff. They're always the most nerve-wracking, but if you nail it, they're probably one of the more satisfying shows.
What's the week off? People want to know what the four of you do. Do you all stay in New Zealand or you go back to Aussie? Or
Tom flew to Melbourne. He was recording a band in a studio. Carl house-sitted in Auckland for his auntie. Phil and myself flew down to Wellington, and I spent some time with my daughter. Phil had his brother's birthday, and we just did really quite chill things.
Yeah. Nice. Now, as we did last week, we've got questions from the floor.
Okay.
Questions from the listeners here.
What's the ideal gig from when you turn up to when you leave the next morning?
Good food, finding a kick-ass restaurant, having a sound check that only lasts like 5 minutes rather than 2 hours, which never happens, but occasionally, and then walking on stage and it sounding exactly like you want it to sound, and the crowd being up for just going from word go. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And then afterwards having a few beers with people that you like.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much perfect, you know.
Not like Robert, who's not here now, so we're
I'm in the hotel
behind his back.
I've got a sore back.
I think he's a bit soft.
Have you guys ever had a fight before you've gone on stage?
Actually, yes, in Germany, we basically were touring early on. We toured with Head Like a Hole. On certain nights, Head Like a Hole can be the best band in the world, right? And we had to go on after one night where they were the best band in the world. It's pretty much impossible, you know. When they're on fire, they were dangerous. And I think I basically went, I'm giving up, you know. We can't go on after that, and everyone just like basically wanted to beat me up.
Call me soft.
I was being soft.
Call me soft.
I was doing a Robert.
Yeah.
and basically we had a bit of an argument, and then we got on, and I think we played really good after that. After I'd had a talking to,
John Toogood, backstage here at Altitude. Still a few more tickets for tonight. No doubt going to be a loud, raucous, bogan crowd, my friend.
It'll be great, dude.
Yeah.